Here's a clip from an ad attacking Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, paid for by the challenger in the race, Rock County Judge James Daly.
Justice Ann Walsh Bradley treated this confessed murderer like a victim, voting to throw out his murder conviction because of one word, just two small letters. Ann Walsh Bradley tried to put a violent criminal back on our streets.
The violent criminal is Daniel Anderson. In 2009, he stabbed his ex-girlfriend to death, confessed to the crime, and was sentenced by Judge Daly to 20 years. Last year, Anderson appealed. He asked for a new trial so he could make an insanity plea based on the fact that he was under the influence of alcohol and prescription antidepressants at the time of the murder. In a 5-2 ruling this year, the Supreme Court rejected that appeal, and Anderson remains in prison. Justice Bradley joined a dissent in the case, criticizing the majority ruling for misinterpreting the statutes governing the insanity defense. Judge Daly calls it an example of what Justice Bradley has done throughout her career.
There's a whole history of expansion of the rights of the defendant in order to exonerate them and reverse the convictions.
But Bradley says Daly has his own history of favoring criminal defendants. Here's a clip from her ad attacking Daly for a lenient sentence he gave to a child abuser. Brandon Quinn was convicted of brutally beating his girlfriend's two children with a hammer.
Their mother called it a complete failure of justice. Her two children severely beaten, bloody, and unconscious. But the attacker only got a year from Judge James Daly. Daly's excuse for denying the victims justice? He told the media it wasn't the worst case he'd ever seen.
Daly says the ad exploits the victims in this case to win votes for Bradley. Bradley described the crime in graphic detail during a televised debate last Friday night, calling it horrific. Earlier this week, she defended the ad on Wisconsin Public Radio.
I think people want to make sure that they're secure in their homes and safe in their communities as they look towards our whole system of justice in this state.
But UW political scientist Howard Schwaber says the majority of cases the Supreme Court handles are civil, not criminal. And he says most of the contributors to judicial campaigns are more interested in the product liability, insurance, and real estate disputes the court decides.
It's hard to mobilize voters and whip up their outrage on those kinds of issues. So what happens is the campaigns are carried out based on proxy issues. Being soft on crime is a classic.
Studies show these ads are effective. Schwaber says in his view, though, the strategy is based on a false premise.
All of these ads are fundamentally dishonest. No judge prefers criminals to citizens or to victims or thinks it's a good thing that criminals go free or approves of crime. That's just absolutely fundamentally dishonest.
Throughout most of the campaign, Daly has attacked Bradley as a liberal for her dissents against the voter ID law and Act 10 that strip public workers of collective bargaining rights, while Bradley has painted Daly as beholden to conservative special interests. But spring elections traditionally draw a very low voter turnout, and with the election less than a week away, both candidates appear to be counting on soft-on-crime ads that have worked in the past to motivate voters to go to the polls. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.